Hi, this is Dina with Family First Care. How can I help you?
Hi, Dina. It's my husband. About the authorization, but I just got a quick question.
This is regarding
ID?
Who again?
Chief Hightower.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Yeah. What's the network ID?
So, our network ID, I believe you're talking about the provider ID. Maybe it's the same thing. That'll be 307-82894.
Oh, yeah, no, I got that. So that's the MCO provider number. This is asking for, like, a network ID number. So you guys' names do come up, but it's two that comes up. One,
yeah,
it says action, and then it says, like, you know, the MCO provider number, which is, they both are correct. But then it says network ID, and it's two different numbers.
By network ID? Let me check that. Hold on one moment, please. Thank you. So the only thing we provide is the tax ID and the Keystone ID. So what do you have written down as the tax ID?
I didn't put the tax ID number in, that's not needed. I did the third authorization, but I have to put this. I put you guys in, like, another part of his chart. So it says, you know, Family First Care LLC. I mean, I guess it don't matter. I don't know.
Family First Care LLC, address 1 Winning Drive, and the tax ID, which I can give you, but I believe you have it.
I have it here.
Yeah, I don't think that's important. I mean, I've never been asked for that in particular, so I don't have that written down here. So I believe that's mine.
All right, yeah. So I'm going to change it now. Yeah, I only asked because that's what it it says.
The net?
So I'm going to put this network ID,
Interesting. Okay. Yeah. I mean, if I'll speak to my supervisor and see if there is a number for that. But I don't believe
so. I just took the first one.
Okay. All right, then.
Yeah.
Okay, I hope it goes through. Let me know if you have any problem sending it over.
Yeah, I will. So I'll put the new register the 26th. I just ended it with the other agency, so.
Okay. All right, perfect. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Bye.